retrata. Si tú eres pata, yo meto las patas. Es tan poderosa, el buffet ponderosa. Son espinas sin rosa. Ustedes son un libro y yo soy el lector que siempre las desglosa. Que Dios me perdone, ateo a los condones. Me les vengo adentro y hasta el sol de hoy no hay pensiones. Solo mis hijos y son estos cabrones, un Mayri.
Baby, yo soy tu Drake, yeah. Tú eres mi Rihanna. Yo soy un bellaco bebé, pero tú me ganas. Yo soy fan de tu boca, tu nalga, tu teta, tus ojos y tu piel. Pero es esa carita bellaca la que hace que yo te lo quiera meter. Ninguna puta le llega, sale a janguear y a la casa no llega. Tiene novio pero se la pega, mi bicho es un hookie y no se le despega. Baby, tú eres bellaca, pues envíen location pa' que lo confirme. Yo ando de bicho y tu novio me tiene planes firmes.
Austin, baby, Arcángel pa, Bad Bunny, Brian Myers, Noriel, Bray Thiago, Baby Rasta. Hear this music, díselo ya. Mambo Kings, espérate, dame un break. Mambo Kings, oh yeah. Uy, Alex Killer. Mami, yo sé que tú estabas esperando que yo mencionara el bicho. ¿Por qué tú quieres que te hable de rifle y de pistola? Si a última hora lo que yo te voy a meter es el bicho.
La industria de los inmortales.
Good morning and welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tough Street Farm Radio. I'm glad you're able to join us on this Thursday morning, hour number 3 of the Shukri Wright Show, as we're here with you until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. It's been a blast so far. Hour number 3 is going to be really interesting. We've talked about a lot this morning already, and we got some more to get into for hour number 3 coming up of this show. Glad you're able to tune in. I hope you're enjoying the show thus far. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And one thing that we haven't done so far is talk about the Bruins. We didn't really start the show off talking about the Bruins at all, actually, as we have in previous shows. But I figure we lead off the hour talking about the Boston Bruins because, let's face it, there is something off about this team right now in the last 2 games. And I gotta tell you one thing for sure. As great as the Bruins have looked since returning from the bye break, they've gone 10-3-0. They've essentially gone 10-3 in the last 13 games. But the last 2 games, the Bruins have just looked completely shell. And I gotta tell you, I am concerned. The Vancouver game doesn't shock me. It didn't shock me. It didn't alarm me in a sense of it didn't shock me at all, considering that the Bruins was basically on the back end of a back to back, having just played the night before against the Calgary Flames in a game that came from behind to win. So I could honestly tell you for a fact that the Boston Bruins know that game was basically a wash from from basically the moment that they let in that first goal, they just didn't have the fight in them. They just really didn't. You can feel free to call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. I'm telling you, it's concerning because I think this is a sign of things to come potentially for the Bruins, at least for this homestand at least. They're playing tonight at the Garden against who? The Dallas Stars. 7:30. That game is exclusively on NBCSN. So that's going to be a pretty good matchup and something to watch out for and whatnot. So I got to tell you, it was something that came up as in a column written in the Boston Globe by Kevin Paul DuPont. Yesterday, it was posted up yesterday, and it's currently on the Boston Globe website. And I tell you one thing that does stand out to me, though. The last two games, defensively, they've had some inexcusable defensive breakdowns. Seriously. I don't know about you, but there's no way that one could sit here and tell me that what you have seen defensively for this Bruins team the last two games, even though the Vancouver game was on a back end of a back-to-back in which they played on back-to-back nights, that defensively I feel like they've gotten into some really bad habits. And it showed. And I really think Bruce Cassidy has a right to be upset. And Bruce Cassidy said, I believe this was, it was Tuesday night, in which that he mentioned that, quote, didn't break a sweat. Some of them, it looked like, said the coach. And that DuPont writes, quote, in his 3+ years behind the bench, that's as direct and as pointed as Cassidy has been with his criticism in public, including his comments after being eliminated in a playoff series. Rarely has his charges failed to summon the appropriate effort, but that's how they played across most of the 60 minutes. I thought some guys came to play and some guys didn't. Cassidy's uncharacteristic measured in his word choices. Cassidy later added, the guys we rely on to play had a tougher time tonight, and that showed up in the end. That's a twist on the old hockey theme that reads, your best players have to be your best players. The core group is the reason the Bruins woke up Wednesday morning, and now Thursday morning, with the league best 39-13-12. Cassidy chose his words carefully and might have been even more pointed had his team turned in such two stinkers amid a chase for a playoff berth. Instead, he made clear his displeasure, tempered by the fact that they're a lock for a fourth straight trip to the postseason under his tutelage. Now, I will tell you this. Listen, you're right. The Bruins still have the best record and still on top of the NHL standings. So you can't go all guns and blazons on the team because they are number one in the league. But you do have a right to be frustrated. I'm not criticizing Cassidy whatsoever. He's absolutely right. I'm with him. Your best players have to be your best players. And in the last couple of games, we've seen more defensive lapses from this team than we're accustomed to seeing. For a team that's supposedly number one in the NHL defensively. So That's one reason why I'm concerned. I don't think this is necessarily a sign of things to come. But I also do think that there comes a point where they need to absolutely get it together. And it'll be really fascinating to see what happens tonight in terms of the Bruins against the Stars on 7:30. If this team can somehow manage a way to get it right. And I'm really curious to see how this all works out, because the Bruins, they had been streaking for a minute now. They have, in large part. No fault there. You're not going to get me to be upset about that at all. But what I am a bit annoyed with is, how is it that the Boston Bruins allowed themselves in the last couple of games to get into these bad habits? And also, speaking of the Bruins, there's a chance that he could make his debut. Andrej Kasha can make his debut tonight at the Garden against the Dallas Stars. So there's that for you as well. I think I may have forgotten to do PSAs during the last hour, so I'm going to do it now before I completely forget. So we're going to pause momentarily, and we're going to continue this discussion on the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So stay tuned. PSA coming up now.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... Poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. It's us, Reform Radio. And to continue on the discussion, I just want to ask this question real quick. What do you see from the Bruins tonight in terms of their ability to get back on the right track? It'll start off first and foremost with, go get a win, a much-needed win, please. That would be appreciated. That's number one. Number two, if you're also the Boston Bruins, we definitely need to see a lot more from your bottom six, while at the same time get these two goaltenders back on track, because also the goaltending is not free of blame in these last two games. Tuukka Rask was uncharacteristically bad on Saturday night. And although Tuukka Rask who started on Tuesday against Calgary, he was also uncharacteristically not very good. So it'll be fascinating to see who gets to start, and can the goaltender get back in order as well. But it's not just only the goal, it's both the goaltending and the defense that has been shaky the last couple of games. And that's just something to think about and to consider moving forward. But as we continue along and during this third and final hour of the show, there's a strange story circulating in regards to David Ortiz. I don't understand why is this happening? But there's a very strange story that I want to touch on. It was actually talked about yesterday. I heard it on the radio yesterday. I think it's worth discussing, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk about this coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Touch Freeform Radio.
Me siento forever alone, sale en modo avión, mezclando pastillas con ron. Yo tengo una cona en el Bronx, que tiene más bombas que Donald Trump. Yeah, puro y grande, todo grande, me enamora cuando me lo lambe. Yo nunca me quedo, estoy como Pina que tiene su plan B. Fuera en la cocina, abre la marquesina, que quiero meterte vecina. Te gusta mojarte, yo tengo piscina. Te gusta la retro, las de tu jevo son China. Si China, no sé por qué las patrocina. No eres el oficial, pero oficialmente te meto en la oficina.
Ella es cubana y me dice haceré. Te envié el location pa' que ahí me espere. Tú callao pa' que tu novio no se entere. Está dura sin que se opere. Dice que conmigo hasta dentro del avión. Se viene y grita como Celine Dion. Una movie porno pero sin el guión. La echo afuera pa' que no haya embrión. Yeah, yeah, conmigo to' Gucci, to' Fendi. Con tu novio ni la puma Fenty. Que te fronteo que tiene Mercedes y siempre lo tiene en ti. Yo sé que tú no te metes con cualquiera. Estoy puesto pa' ti pa' hacer lo que tú quieras.
¿Qué te parece si me esperas sola? Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres. ¿Qué te parece si me esperas sola, solita? Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres.
¿Qué te parece
si me esperas sola? Te voy a robar mi loba. Tú con ese nerd, no me deja pasar ni una por la baby, doy mi fortuna. Si le busca el play en el celu, tiene todos los temas de Ozuna. Mía la bebé, trépate, llámelo como quiera. Usted me dice que yo tengo flow para repartirle al que no le dé. Y si está sola, solita, rápido solicita, que yo llevo en el perro pa' comerme la completita. Sola, solita, rápido solicita, que yo llevo en el perro pa' comerme la completita.
Prepara la fogata con cara de sata. El ropa interior se retrata. Yo tengo la compu, tú tienes la data.
Nos vamos en viaje, tú eres la azafata. Ella desnuda me mata. Se calienta, se prende, se trepa. Casi siempre me son salsa.
Baby, dame lo que quiero. Tú sabes a lo que me refiero. El hombre de acero, el vaquero. De tu cuerpo me apodero. No quiero pero, dale primero. Contigo me acelero. Baby, dale suave, dale ligero. Vasme en tu prisionero. La baby sobresale. Ella es la más que sabe. Se pone atrevida, se toca el pelo. Cara de mal y quiere que la grabe. Lo quiere suave.
Lo que ella diga.
Tú tienes que correr con la mía.
¿Qué te parece si me esperas sola, solita? Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres. ¿Qué te parece si me esperas sola, solita? Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres. ¿Qué te parece?
Te hizo un llamado. Un escogido de los mejores del mundo. W, el conejo malo, Ozuna, Almighty, Luya, Mambo Kings.
Eres mi ser.
Muchachos, sigan sumando.
Yeah.
Nosotros seguimos multiplicando.
Dímelo,
haciendo plata.
Drop Kings, bebé. Drop Kings.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. We're here with you until 9 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This story that was published in the Boston Globe, also, by the way, this was talked about on the radio yesterday. I mean, I wasn't on the air yesterday, but listening to the on radio in here in Boston, this was a topic of discussion, and it actually got me a bit curious to see what's up, like what's the deal here. So, word in the street is, and now in the media, that David Ortiz, former Red Sox and Red Sox legend, and as I called him, a Red Sox coon. He is apparently having an estate sale this Saturday starting at 8 a.m. according to an event posting on estatesales.net. And according to this article here, it says, clothing, article, arcade games, gym equipment, and furniture will be available for fans to scoop up. Among the items on the list, a sweet Boston Strong wall hanging made of license plates. Cool. Hand-knotted oriental rugs. A Route 66 theme high top. A framed kimono. Simone Pierce glasses and barware. Huh? Barware? Okay, and a Brunswick Billiards Metro pool table. Oh, okay. Oh, there's more. Plus, there's memorabilia galore, such as Ortiz Coke bottles, bobbleheads in the original boxes, commemorative coins and balls, a framed and signed photograph, and a collection of caps and t-shirts. Huh. Interesting. That's really interesting because I gotta wonder, why is Ortiz putting all of these for sale? Now, I'm this is just for conversation sakes. Now, I'm just curious as to why. Why now? Or even why, period? I find it to be incredibly strange that, and yet you're having a sale of all these items, and according to some of the photos that's been posted, they actually look pretty cool. And here's the thing. According to more information that was also posted, Ortiz is Weston's 6-bedroom, 7-bathroom home. It actually originally went on the market in February of 2019 for $6.3 million. Huh. The couple, David Ortiz and his wife Tiffany, are reportedly packing up the place and downsizing a bit, according to Boston Magazine. That explains. Okay. So they're downsizing it, in other words. All right, fair enough. But as I'm looking at the photo of the Boston Strong nameplate sign, I gotta admit, it is wicked cool. All right, so this is where my radio skills come into play. I'm gonna try to describe what it looks like. So, for all the letters of Boston Strong, they're basically cut out letters of different like nameplates from different states. Texas, I can tell. There's some other states others I can't really tell. So it's really interesting. And another one he put up on sale is what it looks like is the wool flag thingy that you hang on your wall, which looks like, yeah, this one is from the 100-year anniversary of the Boston Red Sox home to Fenway Park. The 100 years they commemorated in 2012. And let's see what else. A framed kimono is also going to be on sale as well. This looks actually pretty interesting. And as well as Red Sox magazines and so forth. And this is just a part of the many list of items that Ortiz is selling off. And for the reason that I mentioned, as I just discovered, Ortiz and his wife, they're planning to downsize. So basically, they're just like, you know what, we got stuff we can just sell and just, you know, we got to try to get rid of it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan, hombre. So, I'll tell you what. Let's say, for example, he was just giving these things away for free. I mean, it's crazy, but you can make some serious money over these items. That's for sure. But let's say, for example, how many people were to like buy these items. Can you imagine how much money he could actually make off of these things? I mean, if you were to see the photos of the items that he's selling, oh man. Whew. It actually looks pretty good. Especially the Rolls Royce neon sign. That looks completely amazing. So the Rolls Royce sign, it's a neon sign, but it also has the look of some sort of awning of a theater. You know that metal steel like awning where you have the base and then you have like the steel, the silver shining steel wrapped around at the top and bottom, and then you have the three shortened ones in the middle, and then the Rolls Royce in neon writing and so forth. They're actually pretty nice. They're actually very decent. If you want to call in and talk about this or any other story or sports topic, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I just think it's interesting, considering, like, you look at the pictures of some of the items that's going on sale Saturday. That's this Saturday at 8 a.m. in Weston, Ortiz's home. So it's just something to look at. I think if I even were to have like an opportunity to go out there just for the sake of just looking at it, I would actually do it. Truthfully, yes, I would actually go out there and look at it. You know, maybe just have a word with Ortiz. and even go as far as to see what he has in on sale or whatever. So, hey, what do I know? But we're here with you for another 30 minutes. We're here with you until 9 on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Also streaming nationally on the TuneIn radio app, as well as internationally on WMFO.org. This is something to think about as well, if in terms of weekend plans and whatnot. So we're going to step aside and take another break. Coming up next, a pitcher on the Red Sox receives warning. Yeah. A pitcher on the Red Sox received warning from teammates. That, plus your phone calls, your wonderful phone calls, as always. Call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You are listening to The Strictly Right Show, live with you until 9 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Writes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Touch Me From Radio.
Sensualidad. Me mi historia porque ella es un ángel. Como Selena y The Weeknd, como Shakira y Piqué, con su cura de babe. Siempre ando en backstage. En Francia ya la conocen, compramos todo Chanel. Ella, porque ella es mi Eva. No me la toquen porque ella es una fiera.
Ella es tan bella tal como lo imaginé. Puedo tener.
Hey, baby, tu sensualidad. Oh, 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 oh. Me tiene al borde de la locura. Y esto no es casualidad. Oh, 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 oh. De beso sube la temperatura.
Baby, tu sensualidad.
Oh, 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 oh. Me tiene al borde de la locura. Y esto no es casualidad.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Here with you for another 23 minutes and so forth. And phone lines are open. You can call in as always, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Just want to go over a couple of programming notes just real quick. I'll be back on the airwaves Saturday afternoon / evening, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, as well as streaming live on the TuneIn radio app as well. So definitely follow me on social media. Follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, SHUKRIWRIGHTS. Follow me on Instagram at @SWritesRadio_ at @SWRIGHTSRADIO_, as well as in case if you missed it from earlier, the first episode of the newly launched Shukri Writes podcast is available on SoundCloud. You can go to SoundCloud and type in the Shukri Writes podcast. It's there now. It was posted yesterday, ready to be listened to. New episode will be released sometime next week, maybe sooner, depending on the mood. But early next week, there will be a second episode and so forth. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Follow me on social media for more updates on the podcast, as well as the broadcast time and info for the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO here in Medford. So coming up at 9 o'clock, the Anything and Everything Show will be coming up at 9, from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. So that'll be on the airwaves right after this show is complete. So stay tuned for that as well. As I mentioned, phone lines are open, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I got a story here that apparently a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox was warned. I have a story here from the Boston Globe, and I'm going to drop the tease now. So apparently Chris Sale and Eduardo Rodriguez warns new Red Sox pitcher about the warning, he warned him about driving in Boston, basically. And I find this to be funny because, as we all know, for those that live in Greater Boston, who live in Boston like myself, know how the driving can be, how traffic can be. And if there was ever a segment on the show that there was, this was a time to complain and moan and groan about Boston traffic, now's the time. As I'm fully aware, now it's rush hour. People are making their commute to work, wherever that may be, and so forth. So I understand. I understand fully. But what I do know is this. When you're a new guy and you're a newbie to Boston, oh man, the experiences you'll have. So, according to Peter Bailey Wells of the Boston Globe, I'm talking about Red Sox starting pitcher Martin Perez, he hasn't been shy about learning on things as the newest member of the team's rotation. And he fortunately has been wise enough to seek the tutelage of Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. And one thing that was mentioned in the article, and I'll read you the excerpt here. And Sale and Rodriguez explained to Martin Perez, they explained, according to the excerpt here, quote, "Between the recent workouts at the team's Fenway South complex, starting pitchers Chris Sale and Eduardo Rodriguez filled in the new teammate about the quote-unquote tiny streets and aggressive drivers in Boston who, in Sale's words, will quote-unquote literally run into you while you're parallel parked. The exchange was captured by team cameras as part of Red Sox All Access on YouTube." That's funny. Because I could remember that the first time I ever rode around in Boston and so forth, especially like even as a passenger in an Uber, and just taking note of, like, you know, the mannerisms and, you know, in the way that people drive here, it's definitely different. Very, very different. And I find it hilarious considering that he's new and he's basically having to have learned the mannerisms and some of the things that he's had to learn, especially in regards to driving in Boston, the do's and the don'ts. It's comical. It's comical because it's like, perhaps he doesn't know. He doesn't know any better. And I'm telling you, it's one of the funnier things that I remember as I looked around and I began to say to myself, what on earth am I doing? And drivers that will literally cut you off without no warning. And then on top of that, they will also be like, well, screw you and your feelings. And the same type of driver who basically will slow down at a yellow light. Oh God, those are the worst. Those are absolutely the worst. I'm telling you, it's one of those things where it's just like, why? Like, please. And then depending on where you park too, it's one of those things where it's like, is this really what you want to get yourself involved with? Nah, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm telling you, it's comical. It's one of those funny things in which that I really can't believe that we really deal with this on a daily basis. It's comedy. Like, it really, really is. And the more I think about it, it's like, oh, man. It's one of those things where it's just like, you live here already, so it's, I'm telling you, it's one of the most comical things that you could, that you can even, like, experience. It's, I'm having, like, a brain fart right now where it's like, oh, man. In fact, here's the clip on the exchange between Xander Bogaerts and JD Martinez, in which I believe this clip also has the exchange between Sale and Martin Perez in regards to driving in Boston. So take a listen.
You got 15 minutes.
Got my truck.
Okay.
Do you have the Mercedes? The BMW?
Audi.
Do you have it?
The Audi.
I thought it was a BMW. All
right, pick them.
I got that for up in Boston. So, like, we just have like SUVs and mm-hmm. truck. We don't want to drive those big cars up there.
It's hard to drive.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, don't do it. Like, when you get to Boston, you're going to see our parking situation. I mean,
he's good. He's driving a G-Wagon too, so.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. That's going to be good. I'm talking about like a Suburban or like a Tahoe or a truck or something like that. Good stuff.
Especially going around the city. The roads are so. Especially going around the city, like go to a mall or something like that, bro.
When you parallel park and people literally just like run into you and they're like, yeah, whatever. Just take off.
That was the exchange. And it was just like, if you have a big car in Boston, seriously, don't drive it. I remember a good friend of mine who gave me advice when I first relocated here to Boston 3 years ago. And I told him one day that, you know, I thought about, you know, getting like a pickup truck, like a diesel pickup truck and whatever as my first car. And he tells me, and I'll never forget this, he's like, if you want to drive a big car in Boston, don't. Because the parking situation sucks. And there won't be many places where you could be able to park your car without having to go to a garage and having to park it elsewhere. Because that in a situation would just be, it would just suck. And now I understand, especially after I haven't played the clip and listened in, it's just one of those things where it's like hashtag Boston problems. Oh my. Yeah. Boston problems. All right. one of the intricacies about being a Bostonian, that dealing with parking, fun times. Oh, fun times. Coming up next, final thoughts on what's been a great 3 hour show. It's here. We started the show at 6 a.m. this morning, wrapping up just before 9 o'clock. And then anything and everything will be coming up next at 9, from 9 to 10. So stick around for that. Your phone calls, as always, are welcome. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to Shukri Writes. And you listen to The Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Jamás. En amigos míos, ahora imagínate en Cupido.
Se puede morir.
No me vuelvo a enamorar, yo. De ti no me vuelvo a enamorar.
This is the remix.
Salí jodido la última vez que en alguien yo confié. Me compré una foría, Cupido se la vacía. No me vuelvo a enamorar, no. Me vuelvo a enamorar.
Sigue tu camino, que sin ti me va mejor. Ahora tengo a otra
peor por ti.
Dime cómo tú te sientes, sabiendo que no estoy yo.
No, no.
El tiempo ha pasado, tu nombre lo tengo borrado. Ahora soy el feo, el malo, ahora soy peor, eso lo sé yo. Pero me siento cabrón porque hay otro a tu lado y ese no soy yo. Venga. Ahora voy a salir para la calle todos los días. Y voy a darme la vida que antes no tenía, pero merecía. Venga. Puede ser que a veces por joder te dé un pingazo. Luego de eso, maná, lo siento, mamita, no estoy en atraso.
Yo te lo di todo, mami, tú lo sabes. Sigue tu camino, no quiero volverte a ver.
No, no.
Perdí mi tiempo contigo. Por eso es que ahora te digo:
sigue tu camino, que sin ti me va mejor. Ahora tengo a otras que me lo hacen mejor. Si antes yo era un hijo de puta, ahora soy peor. Ahora soy peor, ahora soy peor por ti.
Sigue tu camino, que sin ti me va mejor. Ahora tengo a otras que me lo hacen mejor. Si antes yo era un hijo de puta, ahora soy peor. Ahora soy peor, ahora soy peor por ti.
Carajo el amor, que yo no nací pa' andar con dolor. Lo nuestro empezó muerto, fue como esperar agua en el desierto. O algo de luz en la oscuridad, cambiaste pasión por intensidad. Te mató tu inseguridad. No es secreto que a ti yo te odio como el Grinch odia la Navidad. Todo esto es tu culpa, mami, porque tenías que ser así. Ahora estoy viajando, me ves vacilando, por lo tanto sufre, baby. Ni creas que te extraño de noche en mi cama. Amanezco con dos por la mañana. Una de Brasil, otra venezolana. Yeah.
Sigue tu camino, que sin ti me va mejor. Ahora tengo a otras que me lo hacen mejor. Si antes yo era un hijo de puta, ahora soy peor. Ahora soy peor, ahora soy peor por ti. Tú lo sabes ya que yo no fumo regular. Trae una onza de cucha, tu amiga la puse a enrolar. Me dijo que tú le contaste y que quiere probar. Que te pasas hablando de mí y que no me puedes superar. No me dediqué, he estado en Facebook porque no lo leo. Ni me tiré por en ancha, lo tuyo yo nunca lo veo. Tú me hiciste peor y del amor ateo. Me cago en tu madre y en la de Cupido. Al otro yo le saco el leo. Bad Bunny, baby. This is the remix. This is the remix. Ozuna.
Dímelo, baby.
J Balvin, man. Arcángel. Yeah. Hear this music. Hear this music. Dice Lolo, ya. Mambo Kings.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. It's been a blast for these last nearly 3 hours now as we are essentially counting down to the final few minutes left of the show for today. We'll be back on the airwaves on Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 91.5 FM, WMFO. In Medford, and as well, you can stream the show live nationally on TuneIn Radio app and internationally on WMFO.org. It's been a blast. So, final thoughts coming up now. So, today's show has been mostly about basically uncertainty. And there's an uncertainty that lingers in the air in Boston sports right now. And in spite of the uncertainty comes hope. There's hope that perhaps that some good can come from this. You never know. Pardon me. Had to sneeze. Pardon me on that one. Had to sneeze real quick. So, as I was saying, with that can come some good, possibly. And the more I think about it, the more I say, perhaps, maybe the uncertainty will lead to great things to come. And you think about, in the case of the Bruins and the Celtics, that's all I can ask for as a fan. And in terms of the Patriots, of course, the wish for every Patriots fan is that Brady stays. I hope he stays. But I've been very consistent about this as well, that I personally would not be shocked at all if he left. I really wouldn't. But at the same time, there is a part of me that I do admit that I hope he stays. But as for the Red Sox, I don't know. It's really hard to try to sell me on the idea that perhaps Chaim Bloom himself can pull off some kind of magic to eradicate the pain that the Red Sox fans are feeling right now. Having that Mookie Betts being traded to the Dodgers and so forth. So that's something that I do wonder, how the Red Sox continue to deal with it moving forward. And it's definitely going to be fascinating to watch. Because if there's one thing that I do know, it's the fact that the Red Sox find themselves in a position where, as I talked about this earlier during the show, that they need to get up to a good start. It's imperative that they do, because if they don't, you're going to lose the attention span of everybody in this city and across New England. Because, let's face it, a struggling Red Sox team versus the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics in the playoffs, come on, that's almost like a gimme. Like, it's like, why should we tune in? why should we care? Yeah, later. We got better time and a better way to spend our money and our time and so forth, you know? And honestly, I tell you what, April can't come fast enough. I know it's right around the corner, but the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm excited for. And as well as the NBA playoffs of the Celtics as well. It's going to be fascinating to see how this team will operate at full strength, especially as we march towards the playoffs and what is to come for the Bruins and the Celtics come playoff time. It's been a blast this morning. 3 hours. 3 hours today. It's been a while since I've done a 3-hour show, I will admit. It has. But it's been a lot of fun. Thanks to all of you who have tuned in. And thanks to all of you who continue to tune in whenever I'm on the airwaves. Always appreciate it. You can always check out the new podcast on SoundCloud, the Shukri Writes Podcast, episode 1, dropped. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. So it's on SoundCloud now, where you can listen and download to listen to it on demand. Give me your feedback and so forth. That would always be appreciated. So thank you so much, also kindly, for listening. I'll be back on the airwaves on Saturday. Coming up next, after this show concludes in a matter of moments, Anything and Everything, 9 o'clock a.m. Talk to you guys on Saturday. This is Shukri Writes. You're listening to 91.5 FM.